Ready?
From
WHYY
in
Philadelphia.
Perfect.
Could this be the last radio adventure for Eleanor Amplified? When last we left our hero,
my crack team of misfits and weirdos have to sneak into the belly of the beast.
You'll have to infiltrate Mega Blurk headquarters. Angela Brand's keeping her secrets on a smartphone. Your old smartphone. Just get that thing online, and I'll take it from there.
Phone, turn on your Wi-Fi and connect to the internet.
Angela Brand is my owner. I can follow only her commands.
The phone's not listening to me.
Eleanor, you'll have to physically plug the phone into an antennae on the roof of the Mega Blurk building.
Internet connection established.
Yes, it worked.
Way to count those chickens, Eleanor Amplified.
Oh no.
Let's just unplug that phone.
Internet connection terminated.
No!
Eleanor. This time, you really are too late.
I was so close.
Yup, but not close enough. Lars, tie Eleanor Amplified to the antenna.
Yes, Miss Brink.
No, Lars! I thought we talked about this grabbing thing.
I can't say no to the president, Miss Amplified.
You know, you turn your back for 1 minute and somebody steals your phone. What is this country coming to?
I can think of bigger problems facing the country right now.
Ooh, so self-righteous. I love it. Lars, go find Professor Ignomi. Eleanor and I need to have a little chat.
Yes, Miss Brent. Very nice seeing you again, Miss Amplified.
You too, Lars.
You know, Amplified, when I heard you'd broken out of that Siberian prison, I thought you might be coming for me. But I never thought you'd figure out that the phone was the key to my master plan. You are a good reporter.
Brant, I've said it before, but you really won't get away with this. I might not have gotten those plans off the phone, but I'll still fight you with every...
Plans off the phone? Why, don't you know? The phone is the master plan.
What are you talking about, Brant?
Quite simply, this phone can control the internet. Megablurg has developed a program, or an algorithm or something, that allows me to forcibly send, or broadcast if you will, anything from this phone to any device connected to the internet.
Isn't that just the internet already?
No, smarty pants. The internet lets you find anything. This will make you see one thing, whatever I say that is. It's like, say you're at a dinner party, and you wish you could just shut everyone else up and be the only one talking. Well, this is gonna do that for you, sugar.
That's why you abolished TV and radio.
That's right. I didn't want competition for my original programming.
The cat videos. The hypnotizing cat videos.
And pretty soon, everyone will be hypnotized and buying stuff from megablurg.com or doing whatever else I tell them.
You are such a criminal.
I was a criminal, but now I'm the president. But today is your lucky day. You see, I actually like you, Amplified. Oh, not personally. I mean, you're way too uptight. But I like your gumption. I need people like you. Go get us. I could make you the national newscaster or my press secretary, whatever. You name it. After all, the key to management is good personnel. Join me.
Brant, I don't want to say you're crazy, but...
Oh, you're gonna do me like that, Amplified? After all we've been through...
You mean like when you sabotaged my career?
Oh, I didn't just sabotage your career. I used every single dirty little trick in the book to absolutely ruin your life. And let's not forget how I literally stole a presidential election.
And why am I being convinced to turn to evil?
Because I'm the winning team, Amplified. I get away with stuff like this all the time. I destroyed a nature reserve because I think sloths are lazy. I closed a comedy club just so there'd be a little less laughter in the world. And I would have ended your radio show anyway, Amplified, because boring. That is what I do. I am a plain dealing villain, and I get what I want. So what do you say?
Brandt, I work for the people you're trying to silence, and I'm always going to tell them what they need to hear, the truth. Everyone deserves a voice, and it's not for you or any other powerful person to take that away. And if I have to write out my stories in gruel on a Siberian prison wall...
Well, that's odd.
Miss Amplified, your mother is calling.
My mother? Hello? Well, no, she's... How did you... That should work. Did you restart? No, you have to actually hold down the button. You know what? This really isn't a good time. Okay, I'll tell her. Bye-bye. Now, how was your mother able to call my phone?
Miss Brandt, I am no longer your phone.
What?
My programming has changed. Eleanor Amplified is my owner.
Phone! Electroshock Angela Brandt, now! Phone, what happened?
While I was briefly connected to the internet, my programming was rewritten by someone called The Rook.
That's great! You're back! But I'm still tied to this antenna.
That I cannot help you with.
Eleanor? Are you up here?
Barry, great timing. Untie me.
Eleanor, what happened to Angela Brandt?
She made some shocking revelations.
Did you discover her master plan?
I sure did. It's a doozy. Wait a minute. Phone, can you still transmit anything to any device on the internet?
Yes.
Corn and biscuits. I'm coming, Aunt Petunia. Just let me get these chickens plucked.
Barry, watch Brandt. Phone, prepare for internet broadcast and get ready to play back recent recordings. It's time for me to do a story.
Affirmative. Initializing internet broadcast.
Nation, this is Eleanor Amplified. President Brandt is a criminal.
I am a plain dealing villain.
After framing me before Congress and exiling me to Siberia, Brandt rigged the presidential election using hypnotic campaign ads.
Literally stole a presidential election.
And that's not all. Brandt has a history of unconscionable behavior.
I destroyed a nature reserve because I think sloths are lazy. Global warming is my fault. Weekends used to be 3 days, but I thought that was too long. I named my puppy Go Away.
Angela Brandt is a tyrant and only interested in control. I call on Congress to impeach President Brandt. I'm Eleanor Amplified. Until next time, listeners.
And we're clear.
Well, now you've done it, Amplified. But you're still on the roof of my corporate headquarters. You are not making it out of this one. I hope we're not late to the party.
Veronica!
Angela Brandt, hold it right there. This is Special Agent Con Chonery of the FBI.
Captain Chonery!
Hello, Eleanor. I told you I do a lot of odd jobs. Angela Brandt, the world heard everything. You're under arrest.
Don't think you've won, Amplified. This is only just the beginning. You still haven't even met the Omicron Gammas.
What? What does that mean?
Oh, nothing. Take me in, coppers. I'm bigger than any lawman. Do your worst. I'm rich. They don't put rich people in prison. I'm not scared of you. I am Mega Blurg CEO Angela Brandt. And I...
Angela Brandt has been impeached by Congress and found guilty of all charges. Megablurg was sold to a different tech company, resulting in a new corporation called Faceblurg. Somehow, Professor Ignomi and Lars Torso again escaped without a trace. That's it for this edition of The Whole Story. Now back on the air. Our producer is Barry Cunningham, our managing editor is Arthur Richman, and I'm your host, Eleanor Amplified. Until next time, listeners.
Good show, Eleanor.
Thanks, Barry.
Eleanor, it's great to have you back.
Thanks, Mr. Richman. I'm just so glad things are back to normal.
Yes, it's nice being back on the radio.
Yeah, for a minute there, I thought we'd have to start a podcast or something.
Ugh, Barry.
Why would you even joke about that?
Too soon, too soon.
That reminds me, Eleanor. Can your phone still control the internet?
Negative. Miss Amplified asked me to erase the program.
What? Why? That could have been very useful, Eleanor.
Mr. Richmond, have we learned nothing from this experience?
I'm still a very good phone. Barry, your car was just towed.
What? Why didn't you warn me?
Whoops.
Not that you don't deserve a break, Eleanor, but have you thought about your next story?
Well, Angela Brandt said something really mysterious to me on that rooftop. She said I still hadn't met the Omicron Gammas.
What do you think it means?
I don't know.
But it sounds like a story to me! A super duper!
What was that?
It sounded otherworldly. Like a UFO crash or something.
Whatever it was, I think it created a vortex. A hole in the very fabric of space and time.
No, it's worse. My goodness, I think it's...
It's a mystery for next time, Eleanerds. Don't forget to eat your kale salads. We'll see you soon on future radio adventures of Eleanor Amplified.
Well, that was The Radio Adventures of Eleanor Amplified, as always made possible by a generous gift from the Sutherland Family Foundation. We hope you enjoyed the show, and all that's left is the credits. But credits are boring, so we bring you a dramatic reading of the credits.
I'm your host, Eleanor Amplified.
And Maggie Rashko.
But usually, Krista D'Agostino.
Arthur Richmond here!
And Lars Torso.
And Davis McSpade. Hello!
I'm Kevin Pfluger.
I'm Mega Blurg CEO Angela Brandt. You haven't seen the last of me.
Or me. Veronica hasn't.
Or me, Led Zeppelin.
And I'm Beth Kellner.
And I'm Professor Gnomi.
And Special Agent Schmuggler, Captain Conchonnery.
And Dr. Gordon.
And the phone.
I'm Scott Johnston.
Don't forget me, your faithful announcer, Jim Barton.
Many thanks to Kira McGrath and WHYY.
And to Terry Gross and Danny Miller.
And Rekha Murphy, Graham Griffith, and Tony Field.
And let's not forget the original Eleanerds, Helena, Julius, Sam, Eli, Hazel, and Oliver.
And the Rook herself, Amelia Swedlov,
and her sister, Lena.
Should we mention their parents, too?
Yada, yada, yada. Here we go. Thank you. Anne-Marie Baldonado, Rick Swedlov, Mike and Scott, Eugene Son, and Sam Brigger.
Doesn't Sam deserve a story consultant credit?
Sure.
A special thanks to the entire Fresh Air team.
Rich Banowitz and Sarah Kazar run the website and internet stuff.
The script and seal designed our logo.
Also, Audrey Bentham recorded nearly everything!
The Radio Adventures of Eleanor Amplified was created by John Sheehan.
Sheehan.
Sheehan. John Sheehan.
John Sheehan.
I can't, what?
That should be in there, though. Like, when you record it, like, it's Sheehan.
Sheehan.
Until next time, listeners.